This is Sugyas and Halacha, episode 16. Sugyas and Halacha, episode 16. We're discussing Rishuyos Shabbos, and we're in the middle of discussing Halachas of the Carmelus and associated dinim. There's another din the Chazal said that let's say a person has a very large chatzar, and it has good mechitzes. Inside of this chatzar, he decided he's going to plant a very large area, which is greater than a base of sign, meaning 5,000 square amos. He decided he's going to build himself he's planting some vegetables. Then it is that we don this place as if it's not mukaf l'dira, because from the fact that it is planted, that there is ram there, that it's planted, it's not meant for tashmishi dira, therefore has a din of a carmelus and not a din of a regular chatzar. Now, besides for the fact that the etzem din of whatever is nizra has a din of a carmelus, the rest of the chatzar is aser, because there's no mechitza between this area, the area of the chatzar, and the carmelus. So therefore, the only circumstance where it's going to be mutter to carry in the chatzar is if you make a mechitza between this place that's planted to the rest of the chatzar. Another din. Let's say these zrayim, you're planting flowers, or it's an area that's a lawn. So over there, since many paiskim hold that when it's planted for flowers, it doesn't have a din of a karpiv. Some are machmer, but most hold that most places hold that it's mutter, because it's still meant for a deer. It's just part of the way that people live. And when it comes to a lawn, there everyone's mater. The lawn that people are normally walk upon, we say that everyone, according to everybody, it has a status of a chatzar and doesn't have a din of a karpiv. Let's say you have a very, very large puddle. A puddle that's so large, it's deeper than 10 tfachim. So again, it's larger than a base of saim, it says din of a carmelus, and it's going to aser the whole chatzar. Chaz Nish was mechadish, that let's say your intent is to get rid of this puddle. Just right now, you can't get rid of it. Zog the Chaz Nish, since this is temporary, it cannot aser the rest of the chatzar. Let's say you have very large areas within a city. You have a city that has mechitzes karai, has an Erev, and you have many of these areas on the outskirts of the city within the Erev, these very large areas. So what's the din? Do we say that's din of karpif or not? So the Chazon Ish holds that these large areas that are within the mechitzes of the city, if there's no tashmish, if people do not use them, then it has din of a karpif, even if nothing's planted in it. But let's say it's normal that people take walks in it. Zog the Chazon Ish that it doesn't have a din of karpif unless they're very, very, very large. Let's say you have areas which are planted inside of a city. So we explained, just like we explained earlier, that when if you plant within a chatzar, then it asers the chatzar. When it comes to areas that are planted within a city, that's actually a machlekes between the paiskim. If it asers like a chatzar, some say specifically a chatzar becomes aser, but when it's planted within a city, it's not. So let's just review quickly. If you have within a chatzar that has mechitzes, base asayim, that's nizra. So then is that it's mevatel. This area is a din of a karpif. Now is this area aser, the rest of the chatzar becomes aser. If it's planted with flowers, it's a machlekes. If it's planted with grass that people trample upon all the time, then it's going to be mutter. I have a big puddle, 10 tfachim, it's 10 tfachim deep, and the shear of base is sayim. If it's there permanently, it's going to be aser. If it's on there temporarily, plan on getting rid of the Chazon Ish is matter. Let's see very large areas in a city that has a mechitza, that has mechitzas as an Erev. So the Chazon Ish says that if people don't use it at all, it's din of a karpif, even if it's not Nizra. If people do go ahead and walk in it, then it depends. If it's on the smaller side, it's going to be mutter. If it's large, it's going to be aser. And if when it comes to planting gardens within the city, now within a chatzar, that is a machlekes ha'peiskim. Everyone have an amazing day.